put it on the desk, all I see is desk.
No, on the desktop you'll find, you should find that there's a project documents link. Well, actually just there.
Project documents, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You dump it in there.
What's the username?
Your username.
What's the username in there?
Oh. You can connect to it with any username, actually, there's no restriction. I'm so sorry.
I'm not doing it.
There we go.
Excellent, right. Hopefully that's us ready to go. So, functional design meeting, I'll flesh out some of the stuff. We'll start with the minutes of the last meeting. Not a lot, thank you to say. Introduced ourselves, discussed the possibility of a macro facility, interacting with TV a bit more, mentioning the barcode, joystick for user manipulation, and ergonomics of the remote control as well. It's come to my attention the following. Teletext has become outdated due to the popularity of the internet. The remote control should only be used for the TV due for a time to market and possibly also cost issues. Also key is the corporate image should stay recognisable. Your colour and slogan of course is down at the bottom there. Now, just to say quickly, I've thought that only used for the television, the macro facility may now not be required, or its functionality would have been of limited use, so to the point, in my opinion, anyway, that it might not be worth pursuing. If anybody disagrees, we can definitely say so. And hopefully we'll just crack on and we'll get everything going. I'd like to, if possible, hear from our marketing expert first to help us gain an idea of where we're going to go. So I'll just load up your presentation for you if you want. So.
Would you like to answer from here?
So. Is your team?
Try stepping in. Okay.
Do you want me to cycle through for you or?
Oh yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be great. Okay. Functional requirements by me, Ebenezer.
Okay.
Okay, so we did some research. We asked 100 people their opinions on remote controls. We had some open-ended questions. Just what are your opinions on the remote control? Got a lot of responses. I'm going to ask some very specific questions, and we got a lot of good feedback. Please bear in mind, this is only 100 people, so even when the groups are divided into 15 to 25, 25 to 35, there's only maybe 10 people, 15 people in each group. Okay. So, we got some of the bad stuff we got. Remotes are often lost. I often lose my remote control at the back of the couch, someplace. And even if it's not lost permanently, it takes me a few minutes to find it. Most buttons are not used anymore. Like you said, teletext is outdated now. I remember trying to load a DVD player recently, and there were so many buttons. It took me, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes to go through each button because you have to press the shift button to access the yellow buttons. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that no one really uses. And if they do, not very often. Takes too long to master the remote control. I've seen some remote controls that are big, they have a lot of buttons. You have to hold down more than one key at one time to do something. They're just not great to use. We just got a lot of bad complaints about remote controls. People do not like remote controls. Some of the good stuff we got. Between the age of 15 and 25, most people will be willing to pay extra for voice recognition software. I don't get excited yet, I've got more to say on that. Most people will be willing to pay for that, and most people want remote controls to be pretty, they want it to be fancy, They want it to be different. Everybody has a white remote control with black buttons and a red button and a green button. Not everybody wants that. Finally, my opinion.
Yep.
The voice recognition thing is cool. And voice recognition, the software, open source software exists already. It's a bit sketchy at sometimes. You're not going to get good, always accurate results. But for a very fixed number of words, you know, you have how many different words can you have for a remote control? Up, down, left, right, channel 5, channel 7. You know, how many? You can't have that many words. For a fixed vocabulary, it works quite well. I'm pretty sure people buy it. But after a while, people may want to return it because if you have to say, I mean, most people use a remote control for switching to channels, and they say they do that about 98% of the time, using the remote control 98% of the time for changing channels, and that's for flickering through channels. So if you have to say up, if you have to do that all the time, then people might get a bit fed up with that and they may return it. However, oh, because the voice recognition software exists already, there's no need to spend money on research and development. But this doesn't mean the need for microphones in the remote control, which is an unusual feature in my opinion. But if we do have the voice recognition thing, there's a lot of stuff that you can get rid of. See, you could, there are two options. Either you have voice recognition by itself, which I think is a bit impractical for like nighttime if you want to be watching television, you want to be quiet, or I don't know, you have a visitor come around and the remote's only trained for you. It's a bit impractical to have just voice recognition by itself. So you can have voice recognition and a regular remote. But imagine you got rid of the regular remote part. Then you can design the remote to look any way you want it to look because there are no restrictions on physical size or shape. It could be as fancy as you want it to be. You know, it could be like a lollipop. Something like that, something weird like that. As long as the voice recognition stuff works, that's fine. So we have the free birds, we have the design bit, we have the fancy bit, right? The voice recognition is fancy, it's cool, it's different, it's radical. So, and then we have an extra bit, I don't remember. So I'm pretty sure people will buy the remote, but is it practical to have a voice recognition system in a remote control? I think is a big question. Will people be willing to wait for the period that it will take to train the remote? Because I think it will, the remote will get better over time with the same user, the user. But for the first week or for the first 2 weeks, are you willing to wait? Are you willing to have a bad remote control? And what if you have visitors come around? They stay the night. They want to use the TV. They can't use the remote because they speak differently to you. How do you account for regional accents and stuff like that? Will people return the remote control? I think a lot of young people will buy the remote control if they have the money, you know. So, do our audience have the money? But will they return it after a while because it's not as fast as pressing the button? It's not practical. So, these are things I think we should consider. I think it's cool.
You could speed up a
I'm sorry?
bit. If you could speed up a bit, please.
Sure, I'm about to end. Yeah, I think it's cool. But there are definitely some considerations.
Okay. Excellent. Right. Can we use interface design now, I think? You've got your presentation now.
Yeah, it's in the folder.
Is it? Okay. Technical functions?
Brief run through of the technical functions of the remote. As it's the presentation is already slightly obsolete because I had in mind something that would be aimed at controlling multiple devices, but there's still stuff of relevance. So,
Okay.
press on. I've looked at a couple of our remote control models just for an idea of basic design principles. And wasn't really satisfied with what I saw, I have to say. So this is more sort of springboard for how these could be improved on. And basically, the job of the device is to send commands to an appliance. in this case the television set, to save you getting off your backside. And there's two main trends in the sort of design practice. On the one hand, and this particularly relates to the sort of earliest models where it was, you know, so many buttons on it, it's about the size of the television set. And you, every possible function that the device has, the remote control controls, and most of these functions are not going to be used. It creates a rather user-unfriendly interface. On the other hand, there's a user-focused approach that pairs things down to just what is most likely to get used. And of course, there is a certain amount of loss of function here, obviously, but mostly that's relatively peripheral functions. And so you go for something that's fairly intuitive to use, and for the most part, for TV remote, it's that would be channel control and volume. And if you are wanting to incorporate control of DVD or VCR, put them into that, then there's a little play, pause, stop, rewind, fast forward, recording, and so forth. My view is that we should definitely be going for a user-focused design, I think the problem with a lot of the sort of user-focused designs that are about is that they make assumptions in advance about what a given user is going to want to do most. So something that's something that is more programmable, that perhaps has the full range of functions available to it, but you can then specify yourself what you're most likely to want, so that those are then immediately accessible through a fairly minimal number of controls. I like Ebenezer's idea of including a joystick in that, and possibly a sort of fairly minimal number of function buttons. You then have some sort of basic display on it, so if you're changing between different modes for the device, it'll tell you just exactly what in each direction of the joysticks are going to do, or what each function button is going to do. This is actually, I guess, like taking inspiration off of games controllers, in the PlayStation controller, where you have four basic function buttons that are just marked with distinctive geometrical shapes, but and then dependent on what you're doing with it, what game in this case, those functions are then sort of specified. So it's taking the lead from that.
Okay. Right. Is it? We could hear from our industrial engineer.
Yeah.
Let's see what was it now. If you look in the desktop, you'll find there's a link to the project folder or project documents. If you save it now, you can open them up from here.
Responsible for our working design. This is basically the inside going on of the remote control. So you have the energy source, you have the user interface. This is what I've seen. The sender will push the button, the chip will respond, and then the digital signal is sent to the TV. So if you go to the next slide, you'll see what do we need on the user interface. Do we need many buttons, or do we need many light bulbs that could be easier to realize which appliances are on or not? Or would that take too much power? Would we need more components in there to supply the power? The joystick is another thing. If we were going to add that, there'd be more components to deal with that. So we need to. I don't know exactly what. That's the design of the layout of the electronic design. But obviously there'll be more details once we decide what we're putting on the user interface.
Okay,
so that'll be decided, I guess. In the next slide. If you go to the next slide then. I just used the it was a mess. I was just putting adding it together at the end there.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Tony.
So you have the energy source obviously connected to the chip, and the user interface obviously contains everything. With a switch, turn it on, infrared bulb, we'll contact the TV, and we'll have whatever device or DVD player bulb will turn on, say it's on. So do we need on the control different buttons to decide, or different light bulbs? Would be easier. I don't know what we should decide on that.
Okay, well. Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No,
it's again. Okay. Probably skip that. So, we've had some stuff put forward. Along with the new user requirements, we've had a lot of kind of input, I'd say, so far. I hear what the marketing expert's saying about voice activated control. However, I've got a couple of worries about that. The power required, and the ability to cost, it seems like for an embedded system, this could cause us issues. For example, you see that there's fairly robust services on computers via voice, IBM do, drag and dictate.
Mm-hmm.
But these require a lot of memory and usually state quite advanced processor requirements. Voice activation could be an interesting idea, but I think that our industrial design would probably, upon some research, say that it's maybe not feasible. That's just my view right now. However, the idea of a joystick and then maybe an LCD, which has been kind of put forward so far, it's almost like having a small not TV to say, but if you can control almost all of the functionality from display, I don't know how much power an LCD would take, but it might be quite low.
That's going to be on the remote, just telling you what's on, or...
Well, literally, if you can imagine a display maybe slightly larger than goes on a mobile phone, something where you can read a fair amount of information, traverse maybe quite a few menus. If we maybe use mobile phones as a good example, they usually incorporate, they have the keypad, and then all the other functionality is usually associated inside it, traversing around.
Mm.
That could be one possibility. And then we could have, like, say, the common buttons, as you say, volume control, changing channels.
I think the remote, the sort of default functions for the joystick could be up and down for volume, left and right for channels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people get mixed up, like, they'd be looking at this screen and that screen, and then, you know, trying to get everything working, it'd be really confusing?
I think probably for the first couple of hours of using it.
Yeah.
Muscle memory is a wonderful thing. I think that size of that display was about what I had in mind. Though, I mean, I would say that we could probably probably be required to most of the mobile phone displays you see these days are colour, we should probably try and just stick to black and white. Simply to keep the unit cost down. Colour could be in subsequent development that cost a bit of extra money. Once everyone's got the first, you know, colours are black replacement. That does nothing extra.
That would be my feeling as well. I think you could possibly create quite a useful user interface.
The idea of the remote with a menu and the joystick, I think, if I was in a habit of buying remote controls, then I would want one. But I think we don't have a specific audience, you know? Like, what is our target audience? What niche are we trying to market and corner? You know what I'm saying? Like, for whom is this intended? Everybody?
I think it could probably be aimed at most people who've used the mobile. And that might be just another way of saying trying to target most people. If we were to follow that avenue, we might be, we're kind of almost relying on their experience with the mobile phone, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But that does cover a very large section of the people out there.
Sure, I think that's fair.
I mean, I imagine as well that the actual LCD and maybe to a certain extent the joystick as well, would be for the additional functionality, which maybe doesn't get used as often. Maybe it makes it easy for them to figure out how to change the channels, as in the frequencies and such, for reprogramming it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still have the main buttons that allow the people to turn the machine on and off, the up and down. It depends. I mean, maybe we have the joystick as a separate one for the other functions, and there's just a small number of, as you were saying, buttons that have already been defined.
Mm.
So, like, we go for the nice standard up and down and volume control, so that literally anybody can come along, pick up the remote, and still know what to do, and can completely ignore most of the functionality which would be for, say, the actual owner of the TV unit who would normally use the unit.
The thing I like about the joystick is that you can then basically put it. I mean, for a TV remote for loading, you could put. Like I said, the main thing people do with a TV remote is the volume of the channel. You can back all that onto a single control.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. If you wanted to access further functions, you then get some menu navigation. I mean, with things like tuning in channels, adjusting brightness, and fiddly things that no one really bothers with. Most TVs these days actually have menus anyway, so this would be a fairly rational way of integrating the remote with the device it's controlling. I have a bit of concern about a market. Most of the replacement remote market is sort of for remote control rationalization.
Mm.
You've got 20 different devices.
Yeah.
In your room.
Mm.
You want one that will do the job of all of them. If all you're replacing is one of the however many remotes you have in your living room, you still need separate remotes for everything else. I just think that.
Well, this is a requirement that we have this victim, I'm afraid. This isn't one that I've just arbitrarily decided on.
Yeah.
So, this is one of the solid ones that has to be obeyed for now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can understand your point, and I would agree with you, but this is our design spec for now. Great to say.
Would that include access to, say, interactive functions on digital and cable?
Yeah.
I would say so, yes, because then we have to be able to control the remote boxes, and that is a separate unit. I would say that the design spec would be labelled with this for the television on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And until we hear otherwise, we should go with just that.
Okay, so
work a bit differently. But
so the joystick is just for different things.
You use the manipulation of certain functions,
okay.
Yes.
Maybe then our market should be TV manufacturers rather than government. Quite similar to them supply with.
There is that possibility, yes. However, I don't know exactly where we'll be going with that, but it might not even be the avenue we're marketing it for, that might be sales that we're marketing this meeting.
Is this the way I figure 12.5 euros per unit?
Mm-hmm.
We have to sell at least like 3 million, like that. Not to account for the money we waste on those that no one buys. You know, like if we made the for every remote we made someone bought, we have to sell a lot of remote controls. Is this going to be enough to sell?
Well, something else that you brought up was the ability to lose a remote, which, as you said, you've done that, we've probably all done.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a gimmick or not, but have any of you ever seen those odd little keyrings where if you whistle, it will beep and tell you where it is?
I had one of those that my brother or my dad could have beat me up because it went off all the time, accidentally.
Well, the other option, of course, is that
the clapping one.
Well, I was going to say clapping. Digital telephones, for example, one unit has, of course you have to have that base unit somewhere where there's a button, but maybe it's a button that you attach to the TV.
To the television.
Something which, when you press that, it would beep to give its location away on the remote unit.
Yeah.
I think
that's something that
separate
us a bit. And that way, because we're attaching what would be a small button to the TV, again, say what, it would be a small transmitter, watch battery type scenario, I'd say. Or something that if it was problems enough that you could actually even just power and elsewhere, so that might be something you could look into.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's putting a lot on your shoulders there, so I mean that could be something that separates us a bit from the market as well.
Yeah.
So to go on from here, we have to decide exactly what we're going to do with the remote. Before we leave this meeting, it'd be best to say this is what we're going to, this is the design we're going to try and get, this is how we're going to make ourselves look unique. Can we go for maybe a remote control, we're going to go for a remote control obviously. Can we go for a small joystick that would operate, say, changing channels, up and down, and then what, another button that would say that it's now being used to maneuver around the LCD?
Yeah. Purchasing values. Probably what you're interested
in. Could you say the left and right of changing channels and the up and down of volume?
Yeah, but
and
we have a frequency of how what people use the remote control for most.
Okay.
Power is used like once per hour. Channel selection is used 168 per hour. That's by far the biggest. And then teletext. Story, that's 14.
Well,
and volume selection.
Volume selection, okay, yeah. The teletext we're gambling with, and we're going to say
no,
it's
yeah.
Dead.
Okay.
The way we don't know.
Yeah,
so, we could maybe even go as far as saying power button, small joystick, LCD, and then what? Maybe use it. One more button to say that you're using the menu system. And the possibility of pushing down on the joystick to say okay. So we're having very, very few buttons involved.
So
navigation around the menu for most things.
So I would say two function buttons that we're now using, the menus button and an okay button. I mean, something I found with joysticks on mobile phones is that a lot of the time the device mistakes you trying to move it in one direction or the other for pushing down for okay.
Okay,
I suppose. And that's really irritating. Mm-hmm. And the other design constraint I think we should bear in mind is that people aren't used to using a remote control one-handedly. So we need to make sure that even with the joystick, something that can just sit comfortably in the palm of the hand and half of the joystick just controlled by the thumb.
Okay. So, well, I say that sounds like a rough idea. Do we incorporate the idea of trying to locate the remote control again via a beacon noise?
Yeah, I think so.
I think because it's so small, it might be, I mean, if we only had like two or three buttons, it might be essential to have.
To locate it again.
Yeah.
So that would require a transmitter maybe attached to the TV, just so that it says find me, and what basically a small microphone on the actual unit to maybe hide in the
base.
Well, sorry?
A small speaker.
Speaker, sorry, yeah.
And a light bulb, no. Yeah, I can see it.
We might be better with the sound, possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe
those little key rings have both.
In true fact, considering the cost of an LED,
yeah.
You could just incorporate it anyway.
Yeah.
The LEDs can be surprisingly bright now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One's particular, because that's a nice design.
Yeah.
So by the sounds of it, with what we're suggesting so far, your design, the user interface is still quite open. We could go for quite an interesting design. Because we're only going to have a very few to keep, and we've got, you know, small LCD, joystick. I think it leaves you open to a potential wide range of shapes, something that can make it stand out slightly. If you could look into what we've suggested so far, the feasibility of small transmitter and such, maybe if an LCD screen requires too much power or such. Ebenezer? Martin Estes for it?
Well, I can give you the frequency, what options people use most often. I guess that's going to be important in defining the software side of the interface, right? You want yourself to have more.
If you could maybe as well see what people think about the idea of this minimalist approach that we've taken, where a joystick to control the very basic functions,
okay.
And then the idea of manipulating it like you would a mobile.
Okay.
I don't know how easy that will be within the time frame, but could be something we could maybe look into.
Sure.
Okay. Any last comments anybody would like to put forward? Anything you think we missed out? Bit of a wide open question there, of course. Feel free to email me if you think that we screwed something up and want to get it rectified as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So I should just look at the speaker and an LED.
Speaker and LED for locating.
Transmitter. One more thought about that. If we do end up trying to have this to television manufacturers, then the transmitter could actually be built into the television.
Plus we're getting the external power source, yeah. That's what it's doing. And something that we can easily be adopted at the last minute as well, I'd say.
Yeah.
The electronics can be either placed externally or internally. Makes no difference to the final product of the actual remote control, so that's good. It maybe gives it some potential market.
Good.
And I think, I mean, if we get a major television manufacturer say, oh yeah, we'll have that, save us the bother, then that's vast amounts of sales.
Oh, one thing we've almost not talked about at all, my apologies for that. User interface, we also need to maybe get the slogan in here. It's, I'm pointing at my laptop, but God.
We put the fashion into
Really action and such. So,
that's the slogan. Is that
the name? Yeah, as long as you put the fashion in the electronics.
Yeah. I'll put it on.
Apologies. No, it could well be, I probably missed that. I think that's almost a last minute thing we can just incorporate into the actual plastic on top. So I'm not too concerned that we haven't gone into depth about that. But it might be something you could consider when thinking about shapes. In fact, we might like to put a slogan on and possibly 2 hours to signify the company rather than the reaction.
Yeah, I thought the double R could perhaps beat the interval.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'd say that that's us for now.
Yeah.
Okay.